USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Families of those killed when a gunman opened fire at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, 1 week ago today, are gathering at funerals on both sides of the Mexican border. Meantime, funerals are also being held for six of the nine people killed in last Sunday's attack in Dayton, Ohio. South Korea says North Korea has once again fired what appeared to be two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. President Trump got a letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
It was a great letter. He talked about what he's doing. He's not happy with the testing. It's a very small testing that we did, but he wasn't happy with the testing. He put that in the letter. But he also sees a great future for North Korea.
Stocks closed down this week. The Dow was down 91 points, the S&P 500 down 19, and the NASDAQ down 80. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
State charges have been filed against a man who set off a panic when he walked into a Springfield, Missouri Walmart dressed in body armor, carrying a loaded rifle. Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas tells KSBR.
Obviously, what's happened in Texas and Dayton and all that kind of stuff in the last 7 days, it got called in as an active shooter call.
Police say he told them he was testing to see if Walmart would honor his constitutional right to bear arms. House and Senate Democrats introduced legislation on Tuesday they say will allow victims of gun violence to have their day in court. The Equal Access to Justice for Victims of Gun Violence Act aims to repeal federal protections blocking firearm and ammunition manufacturers, dealers, and trade groups from most civil lawsuits when a firearm is used unlawfully or in a crime. The protections date back to 2005 with the passage of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A star football player has gotten cold feet. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
As the NFL preseason continues, we're hearing that Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown is suffering from frostbite from a cryotherapy session gone wrong. Cryotherapy is a procedure that involves stepping into a cylindrical metal tube that is chilled to temperatures minus 270 degrees by nitrogen vapor. Kathy Butters is a cryotherapy expert, and she says the procedure does have many health benefits.
The main one is pain management and flushing inflammation from your body for recovery, which a lot of elite athletes will do for post-recovery workouts.
Butters was speaking there on ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A very famous bear is turning 75. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
One federal official says Smokey Bear ranks right up there behind Santa Claus and Mickey Mouse. Since 1944, Smokey's been seen in parades, on posters, in magazines, and in TV commercials.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
All this year, he's being celebrated at events across the nation. This week, though, marks the actual 75th anniversary of his service, and it's being marked with numerous events all across the nation. Experts say his message remains important as humans cause over 60,000 wildfires each year nationwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.